Welcome to Odd Witch Radio. Hi, I'm your host, Tara, aka The Odd Witch. Author, entrepreneur, coffee lover, wine sipping, energy worker, tarot reading, astrology loving, normal everyday magic making witch. My superhero power is helping you to cast the life you desire by empowering you to be truly alive. Whether it's in your relationships, business life, magic life, or even your sex life, tune in to learn how an odd witch can inspire you. This is Odd Witch Radio. Radio. Hello. It's me, Tara, the Odd Witch, and I've been kind of absent for a little bit. So, I thought I'd come out and say hi and just talk to you about kind of what's been going on. Where do I start? Well, the main thing that I wanted to talk to you about is the importance of gratitude. And I know all of us have heard this before, you know, for a while, like with the book, The Secret, and things like that. Like, we all heard, like, just practice gratitude, and it changes your life. And, you know, I agree with that, but I think what's missing from a lot of these things is what it truly means to practice gratitude. So here's a little story. A few years ago, quite a few years ago, probably about 10 or 12 years ago, I was going through a really rough patch. And things were good in my life. You know, I had a job, I had a roof over my head. I had plenty of things to be grateful for. But I just kind of developed this little negative attitude, we'll call it. And it kind of put me in this downward spiral of depression. And I just didn't know how to get out of it. Nothing looked good. Everything was, you know, just not feeling good in my life. And I know we've all been there. And for me, what changed is, well, first off, I'm an avid reader. I love to read. And so I came across this book, and it was called The Magic, and it's written by Rhonda Byrne. And it also happens to be the same author as The Secret. And I hesitated reading this at first because of all the hype around The Secret. And I thought the book, The Secret, and the movie and everything were good, but I just thought it was very surface level. So anyhow, I found this book. And what made this book a little bit different is, instead of just kind of telling you things, it had all these action steps. So the entire book is laid out where there are 28 little steps for you to take. You do them each day. They're very small, simple things to do. And it's all about how to really practice gratitude, how to really ingrain that in your life. And I gotta tell you, by the end of this, it literally changed my life. Like, literally. So the first step that she asks you to do in this book is to make a gratitude list of 10 things that you're grateful for. But the difference is you have to list out why. And I mean, that in and of itself is the shift. That's the difference. Like I could say, oh, I'm grateful for my husband. But when I have to list out why I'm grateful for him and really think about that, it really makes you stop and think, and you get to really feel that gratitude. And it made me realize that while I thought I was a grateful person, I really wasn't practicing gratitude. I wasn't really appreciating the things in my life, the every single moment that I got to spend with my husband. Or that tiny little moment where I had the great conversation with my dad that I could be grateful for. And one of the other great things that it taught me was to just focus on what you love. So that's kind of my go-to. Like, if I'm having a really bad day, you know, say me and my husband had a fight, whatever, and I got to dig deep for it. Because, you know, sometimes the only thing on my gratitude list was, I'm grateful for this pen to be able to write out my gratitude list. I would just go throughout my whole day and focus on what I love. And that could be something simple as, I love the color blue. I love that when I'm walking by this tree, I can feel the energy of it. Like anything. Sometimes you gotta really dig deep to find those things. But you'll find that if you keep doing this daily, it compounds and it gets easier and easier. And I have this little theory. I think a lot of us fight doing a gratitude list because deep down, somewhere in our soul, we know that it's such an easy, simple thing to do. But that's why we complicate it. Like it's, I used to listen to this song, and I think it was by Love and Rockets back in the day. Yeah, that's giving away my age. But anywho, and one of the lines in the song is that it's simple like a flower, and that's a complicated thing. And I often feel as humans, that's kind of what we do when it comes to gratitude. We know on a soul level that it's a very simple practice and one that we should be doing, but we resist it a lot. We resist it because when you start really, truly being grateful for things and practicing gratitude, like actually practicing it, not just saying thank you for whatever, then you realize where the lack in your life is, how you really feel about things. And, yeah. Anyhow, I've gotten a little off track. So, I guess what I want to say to you this week is, if you're not in the habit of having a gratitude list, I challenge you right now to daily get a stupid little spiral notebook and just literally every day make a point to list out 10 things you're grateful for and also write why you're grateful for them, because that's where the magic happens. All right, and the last thing I wanted to talk to you about is that I am challenging myself to actually hit record and publish a weekly podcast episode, not just when I feel like it, because what I need to do is I need to be grateful for you, my listener, however many of you there may be, it doesn't matter, because each one of you I'm grateful for as a person, because you are people. And I also need to be grateful for the fact that I have this technology to be able to spread my message, whatever my message may be. And I know I'm kind of all over the place sometimes, and people are like, what the heck does this woman even stand for? So here's a quick little recap. So I'm basically a mindset enthusiast, a self-improvement person always. And I'm also an astrologer. I know I don't talk a lot about astrology on here yet. That will change. But I was kind of going through a transition period where I wasn't really sure what I wanted to talk about. Sometimes it's just nice, like, oh, I just love you guys. It feels a little less lonely when I am having like a poopy day, to just kind of hit record and send the message out there. So anyhow, please make that gratitude list. And I'd love it if you guys could join me in the lovely little community that I created for you. It's free. If you head to www.theoddcoven.com, and it'll prompt you to download the app. And inside of there, I do try to give little daily-ish, notice that I said daily-ish, inspiration. And I do talk about astrology, I talk about tarot, and I talk about harnessing the moon's power. And of course, I talk about gratitude. All right, that's it for this little episode that has taken me so long to record. But like I said, I'm challenging myself. So you guys can hold me to that. If I'm not, you can email me at tara@theoddwitch.com and say, hey, you're not doing what you said you would. All right. Thanks so much for listening. And this is Tara the Odd Witch signing off. Au revoir.